For more than 3,500 years, observant Jewish women have made monthly trips to a ritual bath called the mikveh. Their immersion is seen as a kind of purification after each menstrual cycle, and it marks the time when a wife is permitted to resume sexual contact with her husband. For several generations, the practice was dismissed by liberal Jews as primitive and demeaning. But in recent years, the mikveh has been making something of a comeback, as even the most feminist Jews are reinventing the ritual for the 21st century. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Watching Rebecca Sher's monthly immersion in the mikveh, you see very little that's changed from the countless women who've fulfilled the same Jewish commandment for millennia. Just like those before her, she washes her hair, cuts her nails, and removes her wedding rings before she steps down a stone stairway into a small pool of water. Her naked body crouching in the water, Cher takes a deep breath and plunges under, rolling just for a moment in the warm pool before coming up to recite the prayer. But what is different about this mikveh immersion is that it's not being done by an observant or Orthodox Jew. Cher doesn't keep kosher, she doesn't follow the rules of the Sabbath, and a year ago, pretty much all she knew about a mikveh was that she didn't like it.
I always felt like it suggested that a woman was unclean, and that's why she had to come and immerse. But this is a completely different animal.
Cher says it was her daughter who first introduced her to a modern interpretation of the mikveh as an affirmation of her femininity and fertility.
It gives me a chance to appreciate the miracle of my body. And I'm not drawn to my thighs, you know, they're too big. Or it makes me think about, you know, I have three children, the miracle that I was able to give birth to them. And I appreciate God's work.
Cher says she and her husband also find beauty in abstaining from sex each month until she goes to the mikveh, not because of any menstrual stigma, she says, but because they find it meaningful.
It's like a honeymoon all over. There's that anticipation, but also it made our intimacy something very, very sacred.
Cher is one of thousands around the nation who are making mikvahs once again crowded and fashionable, even among the feminists who once had only contempt for a ritual they considered degrading.
As a feminist, I support taking back, reinventing, reappropriating. Someone has said hijacking. I really like that. The mikvah.
Reform Rabbi Elise Goldstein of Toronto is one of several hundred who came to Boston recently for a conference on contemporary uses of the mikveh. In ancient times, the mikveh was most commonly used by women and men for ritual cleansing after coming in contact with death. Today, traditional immersion is usually explained as a spiritual purification to mark the passing of potential life that comes with each menstrual cycle. It's also used for conversions to Judaism. But as Goldstein points out, the mikveh is also being used today as a kind of spiritual therapy for everything from getting over a miscarriage to completing a round of chemotherapy, finishing a PhD, or breaking up with a boyfriend.
It's not only been rewrapped, it's actually been reformulated. So this is not your grandmother's mikveh, but this is not your grandmother's Judaism altogether.
Indeed, after decades of assimilation and rejecting ritual, more Jews are now openly embracing all kinds of tradition, and they're thirsting for spirituality. At the Mayim Chayim Mikveh, just outside Boston, 36-year-old Rachel Cole steps out of a small pool that looks more like a jacuzzi in a five-star spa than any traditional mikveh. Cole has just immersed to mark the end of a lifelong struggle with anorexia.
There was really a sense of sadness, and I was almost about to cry, and I was kind of hoping for the past hurts and the bad stuff to be kind of washed away. And I went under, and that's what it felt like was happening. And I just feel like God really met me in the water, and I felt like I can, from this moment on, live more freely and live with joy.
Nearly 2,500 women and men have immersed at Mayim Chayim since it opened 2 years ago. There is some resistance within the Orthodox community to some of the more unorthodox immersions. Some worry that stretching the mikveh too far from its original intent or overusing it might reduce it to a pop culture phenomenon like feng shui. Conservative Rabbi Bill Hamilton of Congregation Kehilleth Israel in Brookline supports alternative uses of the mikveh, but he cautions the mikveh must not be misunderstood as some kind of easy or magic cure.
The concern is that there will be a kind of trivialization or a diluting of the ritual. And I think there will be a time and a place for pumping the brakes, but I'm not sure that we're there yet.
Ultimately, Barry Schrag, president of Boston's Combined Jewish Philanthropies, says a reinvention of the mikveh will still remain meaningful as long as it's well-grounded in tradition and community.
This is not studying Kabbalah with Madonna. This is something different. Kabbalah with Madonna is not connected to community. It is universalized to the point of non-existence, and this is really quite different.
Still, many see the new popularity of the mikveh as a great opportunity to reach some Jews who might never set foot in a synagogue. Cookie Rosenbaum is a principal of an Orthodox day school outside Boston and a consultant at Mayim Chaim.
Even though it's not my personal mikveh and they do some things differently than the way I would choose, I think it's a wonderful thing in the Jewish community because it doesn't help someone if I try to help them connect where I am. It only helps if I can figure out a way to help them connect where they are.
25 years ago, Rosenbaum says, she never would have dreamed she'd be dangling the idea of mikveh to attract liberal Jews. The paradox is not lost on Reform Rabbi Elise Goldstein. As she put it, I am an agent of change working to preserve tradition. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Is American Judaism in its golden age? Author Anita Diamond thinks so. Hear more from her at npr.org.